Joining us, local girl just up around the corner. Will, I knew, even though it's New South Wales, from Mullumbimby, Ellen Briggs.
I'm happy to be owned.
Aren't you now like known as West Byron? Because now the prices around the whole area, we've got Brunswick at 1.4 mil. That's a median.
And look, we're just sitting there waiting until, Byron breaks off into the ocean with global warming. And then we'll be beachfront and it'll be tripled.
Good way to look at it.
Can't wait for that. Yeah. We were good with forward planning when we moved there and we couldn't afford to live in Byron and we bought in Mullum. Who's going to be the millionaire then?
Exactly right.
Good work. Good thinking.
Yes. I've been having a good time. Have you been getting into the decluttering thing? You know, that tidying up?
Yes.
Everyone's doing it.
Marie Kondo. Now, the book came out years ago. I read the book, but now it's on Netflix. Everyone's doing The Art of Decluttering.
Oh, it's so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I drove past two op shops which are just full of stuff out the front. So the poor old op shops, it's a good time to go shopping because there's some really good stuff in there. Because people are getting rid of stuff. So if you want to clutter, if you want to be the opposite. But I think we should extend it to people in our lives. You know, like I hugged one of my teenage boys the other day and went, no, that doesn't spark joy.
See ya.
You're gone. But you have to put him away gently.
Yeah, that's right. And thank him for the experience.
And a couple of nieces and nephews. Everyone's got that uncle as well where they'd say, you know what? We've got a wedding and engagement party. Let's declutter this party and put him on the sidelines.
Just hold it for a minute, thank them. Put them away. I'm quite happy doing that. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of decluttering. Also, one of my teenage sons, not that one, the one that does spark a bit of joy, because of course we do have favourites.
Of course. Yes.
I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
And he's a real bogan. You know, my favourite one. He's a real bogan. He's riding to cars and stuff. And he was going to go to the Summer Nats this year.
That's just happened in Canberra.
One of the greats. And I used to live in Canberra. And so I was telling him this story about how when I was down there and I was like a 19-year-old girl, I lived with a girl who was doing that gap year from like a real Christian family, you know, where they said to her, because she lived in the country, and they said, right, you can go for a year, and if you like it, then I guess they declutter her. They let her go. But if she didn't like it, she goes back to the family, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I thought it would be hilarious to pick her up on a Friday night after work, because I used to drive her, she couldn't drive, and drive down the main street of Canberra out on Summer Nats night.
Oh,
like, I just
brilliant.
Thought it would be really funny. So, you know, half an hour after my great idea in my little Ford Laser, we were there being our car was being rocked, right?
Yep.
And they were saying, lift your tops up, girls.
Oh.
And they even had signs, you know, in case we were deaf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Yes.
Really chanting, rocking the car. And I looked over at my poor little friend and she was unbuttoning her little white blouse. And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I think we're going to have to.